Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about, a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone. Because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
Yeah, and for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Supps. Boom.
So next is from David Bentz, and the subject is PWI doesn't make sense. Bro, I was hoping I'd get an email from somebody complaining about the PWI 500. So. Yeah, Dear K100 crew, earlier this year, the PWI dropped the PWI 500 dropped, including female wrestler Masha Slamovich at their number 15 spot. However, recently the PWI Women's 250 dropped, and they didn't have her in the top 10. Regardless if you know who she is or not, I wanted your take on PWI basically saying, a woman is good enough to be placed with men, but not good enough amongst women. Also, I tried Factor Meals, and they're actually really good. Thanks for putting me on, Conan. That's David from Sacramento. Well, we don't support products and advertise products that aren't good.
I get a box of them every week, D.I. I get a box of Factor every week.
Conan, do you know who Masha Slamovich is?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of her. Why is she the number 15 wrestler in PWI?
She's a good wrestler. She fights men and she's realistic.
Where did she wrestle?
She's Russian. She shoot Russian, huh?
Where did she wrestle?
In Impact and in the Indies.
Yeah, I think I've seen her do GCW maybe.
Yeah, she wrestles in GCW. So she's kind of like an indie darling. She's got a good gimmick. You know, she can wrestle. She wrestles guys. She's likable. She's personable. She's kind of like an indie darling right now. She's a hard worker, and I think she's good. You know, we were actually going to use her. We're going to do a feud with her and Taya in AAA like 3 years ago, but it fell through because Taya left. I forgot where. Maybe.
Next is from Andrew Medina, subject is AEW and AAA wrestling relationship. Hey, crew. Hope having a good week. It was a good meeting you, Uncle Conan and Corpus Christi. Looks like you were in Iran a lot. Looks like you were in Iran, LOL. The question is for Conan. So the headbook of a AAA, what are your thoughts on the new working relationship between AEW and CMLL, and what happens now with the talent from AAA being used on AEW and AEW talent working for AAA?
Have I not talked about this?
We did talk about this.
All right. Yeah, it was on with Larry.
Last week's show.
Okay, so tell them where they can find the show, Joe, so we don't go over it again.
Oh, yeah, last week's episode, full and unedited on patreon.com/Conan.
Sweet.
Interesting. And next is from Patrick O'Rourke, and the subject is Weird K100.
This one's a little, because there's some personal shit in there. I don't know. Just let me know what you think. I wasn't sure to send it, really.
Well, good. Right. Maybe we might have to give a red card. I like those.
Okay. Well, let's see. I mean, we're recording this, so we'll see where this goes. Patrick O'Rourke, subject is Weird K100. Like a lot of listeners, I was very frustrated during the Billy Body period. 98% of the audience saw right through and despised him. And Conan Disco kept him on almost spitefully. He thanked us after by constantly talking below the belt cheap shots at Disco and wishing death on Conan. Conan has mentioned payback, and I hope it happens in a vile and vehement manner. We all do. Now it's Larry Dallas. Once again, listeners are letting you know it's not working. His connection sucks. Can't even pronounce the names during his AAA previews and reports. He was effing drunk again last week, and he treats the listeners and supporters like shit when he's not drunkenly asking for deep pictures. I'll warn that later. Unbelievably, Larry is treated like he actually has something to say. If you can't understand him, he's through his slurs and crackly headset. Just his general demeanor made me stop watching AAA in English. Another imbecile who doesn't understand the concept of go-away heat. Another asshole taking the show, its audience, and his opportunity for granted. He should have been gone after the way he spoke to Disco, and since he wasn't, he's gotten even cockier. My comment is please learn from past mistakes because we can all see history repeating. Question is, one, if your patrons hate Larry, whose idea was it to have him in for extra segments? He ruined the show reviews he was on, which is the content I look forward to the most. Do you really think anyone was excited when they saw AEW review with Larry Dallas? The listeners want the K103. For Lucha Libre fans, please just rotate between Hugo and Kleinrock. And if Larry must continue, limit him to one segment so it can be skipped. Please stop punishing those of us who use our free time to listen, especially those of us who love the show and pay to support it. Thanks for your content otherwise. Patrick, and that's from Temple University, by the way, of St. Andrews, Scotland.
There was a lot of fighting in the Discord with Larry and Bam and Holder and Jed and,
Well, Patrick O'Rourke, we're looking into this. Let me just say that.
Let's open up an investigation, Conan.
I will say that you are very correct when you deduced that we kept Billy Body on spitefully.
That's funny.
He ended up pissing me off too, so it didn't work.
Right. Yeah. Next is from Brian Dunlop, and subject is Nick Aldis to be the Mr. McMahon to LA Knight's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hello, K100. Weeks back, Vince Russo suggested that LA Knight needed a rival on the level of the Attitude Era as Mr. McMahon. Russo wasn't confident in the idea of The Miz being the Vince tonight's Stone Cold, but what about Nick Aldis, the new GM of SmackDown? Could Aldis be a strong antagonist to take the megastar to the next level? I'm predicting that eventually Nick will turn heel and engage a top-level feud with Knight. Probably not right away, but I bet it's going to happen at some point. What do you think? Also, what are your thoughts on Knight versus Reigns being announced for Crown Jewel? Some are predicting Kevin Owens to turn heel and cost Knight the match, or maybe it'll be someone else interfering. They're probably too soon to kick off the Aldis Knight feud by then, but who knows? I was thinking something very strange the other day. Mm-hmm. This is the first pay-per-view where Vince McMahon is out of creative. They just officially announced the merger. Like I guess the deal went final, right? Bro, what if LA Knight beats Roman Reigns for the title? What if, like, you know, Endeavor came in, they're looking at the Saints, and, you know, bro, this Roman Reigns thing's been going on for an awfully long time, right? And what if they just...
Well, that's how you make a star. That's for damn sure.
And then what if they just interject this thing, and all of a sudden, you know, LA Knight beats Roman Reigns? Nobody's talking about that. And the finish of the match is like, everybody's a foregone conclusion, because nobody thinks LA Knight can beat Roman Reigns.
Now, what if WWE beat... They protected Roman Reigns so good, and they know sooner or later he's going to have to lose.
Right.
They've got to be – whoever it is going to go to the next level. So if, let's say you really, really wanted to give Sami Zayn that push that he should have had, because he was hot as a motherfucker, and he ain't as hot anymore.
Right.
And he went in there and he beat Roman Reigns, you got a star. LA Knight goes in there, beats Roman Reigns, you got a star. One of the Usos goes in and beats his cousin. He's in a position right now to make the next star.
Well, plus two.
And who would it be? You got to decide as a company, who do you want that to be?
If you're paying
attention. Who would have been in that conversation if you wouldn't have been fucking up so much? Riddle.
Yeah. Well, let me say this,
I thought Riddle
too.
Was great. Yeah.
Because
maybe Orton is coming back, too.
Well, that was
one of the shitty things about that is we never got to see how Riddle and Orton was going to either. But sorry, Jack.
Right.
I'm just looking at the way they've been telling where Drew McIntyre is going, you know, the Judgment Day is going. Bro, what if Priest cashes in on Roman? What if this whole thing was a swerve by the Judgment Day? Bro, there's a lot of storyline that I don't know where they're going. That I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Roman Reigns leaves this pay-per-view with the belt.
That's what makes them so exciting, because besides writing good stories and having good characters and doing good production, everything they do, you don't know where things are going anymore. It isn't as predictable, which makes it fun.
Right. Right. Like, what if Nick Aldis is involved now? What if
anything he does, he's going to kill. Plus, he's going in there with the rub, you know, and he knows that.
Are you a fan of the Nazir suits that he's been wearing?
And I reminded Mickey James that I gave him the rub too. You know, she.
What did she say? Did she agree that he got his job because of our rub?
I didn't know. She says she has a podcast with two other girls.
Right.
Victoria's One Grown Ass Women is the podcast, and Lisa Marie Veron, who is Victoria, and then Valerie Wyndham.
Okay, so next is different language.
Reigns is in a position to make somebody. That's for damn sure.
Well, let me ask you guys something real quick off the back of this. So people are assuming, and it's going to be, wow, we're going to have Roman and Rock in Philly for Mania. Do you think Roman needs the belt for that match? Does that make a difference?
I don't know, but let me tell you what I think they've done. I think they've set up a lot of characters for, at the very least, some really great false finishes. Because perfect example, bro, Jimmy Uso is like he's like unhinged. He's like doing his own thing. What if he does a super screw up spot in that match? And like, it looks like, you know, he just costs Roman the title, 1-2 and kick, or maybe it's a finish. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way they're positioning Jimmy Uso right now. He's like screwing things up, and he's doing his own thing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that could be there's so many spots that you could do
here's an even better one. What if Solo turns on him? You know, and he wants to be the head of the table, bro.
I mean,
there's so many. That's what makes it so.
I would not doubt if he does not win that match, and they're just keep riding this LA Knight thing, because the pops are huge. You know, so you're not. It's not like he'll even get, if he comes out with that belt, okay, if he wins and he comes back to States and he goes out on SmackDown with that belt, bro, he'll have the biggest pop he's ever gotten. His pops have been getting bigger and bigger every week, you know? All right. So next is because that's telling the fans that, hey, if you support a guy enough, like, we're going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So the fans will think that they're the ones that brought this guy along and, like, you know, won the title with him. So I don't know. Next is from, these are definitely things that I would be discussing if I was on the booking committee in that room each week. Like, if these are the things that we'd be talking about, you know, and Vince isn't there anymore. Like if Vince was like, the guys, we're not beating Roman, we're not being run, you know, and Hunter's like, hey, we kind of got to beat Roman at some point here. Just like, you know, what's the guy going to do? Like 9,000 days, and Shane's going to retire as a champion. Right. You know, it's like,
I think they might be waiting for The Rock. Not that The Rock needs it.
Yeah. Well, what would The Rock need to win for anyway?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. You spend all that time, like Conan was saying, whoever beats Roman, it's going to be enormous for them. The Rock don't need that.
Right.
You know, so.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Gentlemen across the nation, I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Featuring a new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shades, it's pretty much a spaceship to take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. Now, Conan, Manscaped is one of our favorite sponsors. We all use
it. Right.
And every man knows how scary it can get when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. I'm lucky to be one of the first to try the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. And say it's a game changer is an understatement. Manscaped's fifth generation trimmer features two next-gen interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish wherever your heart desires. No more wet shaving down there? Count me in. This bad boy also features dual LED spotlights to provide contrast and multiple skin tones so you can shed some light on your darkest places if you like showering in the dark. We're talking three length-setting combs for all your desired lengths, and oh, did we mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Take it on the go? Manscaped has you covered. This puppy comes with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering or weird looks at the airport. This right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. It's a great product. We know a lot of you wrestling fans out there, let's be honest, you don't really take grooming into consideration. You got a lot of hair in places you don't need it. So Manscaped is the product that you need. And the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is perfect for you. So get 20% off plus free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. That ain't chump change. Plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Your balls have been through enough. Time to go ultra with Manscaped.
Everything they've done is excellent. The great thing about this, they got stuff like ball trimmers, nose hair trimmers, ear hair trimmer. You can use this under your arms. I mean, everybody shaves except German women. Nothing.
That's cheap.
And you can use this on your chest, on your legs, on your nuts, under your arms, on your face. Not the same one, obviously. On your hair. I mean, this thing is Swiss Army knife for your hair grooming needs. They got the most comfortable briefs we've ever tried on. I mean, this is the way to go for your grooming needs. So stay clean, stay groomed with Manscaped. Boom.
Next is from Jeffrey Lang, and the subject is Joker Sting. Hey guys, hope you're all doing well. I've been hearing Sting will be having his last match soon. I was a big fan of his Joker gimmick, wondering what you thought of the Joker Sting, and if the Joker Sting should make one more appearance. Think it'll be a good pop? Jeffrey Bravo. I hadn't thought about the Joker Sting, couldn't care less about the Joker Sting, and I couldn't care less if the Joker Sting got a big pop. So, silly
question. I think that for, you know, most fans aren't going to even know who the Joker Sting are, but for those hardcore fans, which is what's at AEW, he'd probably get a big pop for that.
Hell of a deal. Next is from Jimmy Gadbury. The subject is Disco Inferno Conversation Killer. Joe and Conan, you've got to do something with DI's rushing of emails and conversation killing. Never let you guys answer questions and in a hurry as if you're going to hang out with a lot of naked women. Oh, yeah. Never mind. He's controlling the conversation, and my statistics show that only 61.23% of mailbag questions get fully answered or allow you both to weigh in. Sometimes I wonder if he is taking the fan base for granted and needs to show a little humility. My question, till he can change his demeanor, can we address him as Disco Inferno Conversation Killer? We can short it to the acronym DICK. I would agree with Conan.
Wait a minute. What?
That's tremendous. Well, we're going to yellow card this guy, Jimmy Gadbury. Okay, but Jimmy, let me Jimmy, let me explain something.
Wait a minute, dude.
Okay. Did you realize how much we record each week? I mean, this is hard.
He doesn't. How's he going to know?
I mean, hours and hours. This mailbag takes like 3 hours sometimes. Like, we're on our, we're going to be coming up on our third hour here of doing the mailbag this week as we're answering this question.
It's just a mailbag. Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep the pace going along because sometimes, like, bro, Conan doesn't want to answer every single question. Joe doesn't want to answer every single question. Some of your questions suck. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, but they do. And you know,
if we spent too much time on individual questions, then not all the questions will get read. And then people would be like, what happened to my question? My question didn't get read. You know, so it's a
let me say this to the fans. I understand that you don't like stuff rushed and sometimes everybody doesn't answer. But I think the short answer and the correct answer more than anything else is that. And I'll give you an example. Somebody just asked me, hey, why don't you do an impact review? And Joe goes, oh, I'll do it with you. Just FYI, this is just me, my crazy world. I watch Collision. Yeah, I don't sit there and watch everything. I fast forward through the shit I don't like, and I stop at the shit I like or a match I want to see. But I watch Collision. I watch Rampage. I watch fucking Impact because I get screeners from them on my computer. So I basically watch everything, bro. But if I were to go out there now and do three more show reviews, it's just, I don't have enough time. Yeah. If people say, hey, there's enough of us that want you to do a Rampage review or a fucking Impact review and it's monetarily feasible, then I'll do it. But other than that, I got work to do too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So and that's really what's case, going on.
That would add in another hour for you. You know what I'm saying? Three reviews, 20 minutes each, maybe, you know.
Which podcasters are doing reviews of all the shows that are relevant? Nobody. Cornette's only doing AEW and like SmackDown or Raw.
Right.
You know, and like he does a comprehensive review of the matches and stuff. And, you know, like, bro, we review a lot of stuff. Plus, too, I'll watch Collision occasionally on a weekend that I'm at work when there's not a WWE pay-per-view and there's not a USC pay-per-view. If there's like nothing, like USC's not on, WWE's not on, I'll put it on and let it play while I'm at work. You know, I'm not watching that over SmackDown or over pay-per-views or UFC, you know? So,
But really, to whom it may concern, bro, we spend a lot of time on this. And, you know, Joe has other jobs. Disco has another job. I have other jobs. You know, we just don't have enough time. Like I said, if you make it monetarily feasible, I'll find the motherfucking time. But other than that, I got other shit to do too, you know?
I was going to say, even Meltzer, like when it comes to secondary shows, whether it's Collision or Rampage or whatever, he has like a secondary team that does it. Dave's not on every review, right? You know, so.
Well, even Jason Powell doesn't review. Right. All the, you got like your other guys that review his shows.
You can't do it.
No. We could if it didn't have other jobs. If I didn't have another job 4 days a week, I could review everything.
Because I remember one time Disco was telling me, oh, well, Vince Russo records from all these hours, and I was like, yeah, because he doesn't work.
Right.
You know, he's working in podcasting, but he didn't have another job.
Right. This is an interesting one. Simon K. subbed as Cornette burying Grayson Waller. Hope all is well. I've heard Jim Cornette constantly burying Grayson Waller, saying he tries too hard, is fake, and basically saying he's not a star. It's funny, he's a big fan of Austin Theory, and you could argue some of these criticisms of Waller apply to him. Interested in your takes on Waller, and can he be a main event star? Shout out to Conan. I have fond memories from my childhood watching WCW with my grandparents, and K-Dog was my late grandma's favorite wrestler. She didn't speak much English and thought your name was Ooh La La.
It was.
Disco, can you confirm the rumor that you're starting as a lead in the Roxanne sequels? The studios want to save money in the prosthetics department. Ah, that's a cheap shot. Do you know what that comment did? Do you know that movie Roxanne, Conan with Steve Martin? We had the big nose.
He's a firefighter. Okay. Okay,
Simon K. Yes, Redcard.
I'm a big Steve Martin fan, with the jerk.
Simon K. Redcard. All right, for body shape.
Okay, did you ever see this movie? It was Steve Martin and who was the brother in it? Was it Eddie Murphy? Yeah, that movie with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Joe?
Norbit? No, Bowfinger.
And then there's another one that's really funny, which is
Bowfinger. There's another one here. Bowfinger says.
Did you ever see the one with Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro? Showtime.
No, I don't. Probably.
Long time
I did,
ago.
I don't
I don't remember. But
bro, that movie's hilarious. I highly recommend that. Wait a minute.
So
this guy gets a red card or a yellow card?
Gets a red card. Red card, Yeah, body shaming. Made fun of my nose. All right. So,
tremendous. Wait a minute.
So let's get one question here. So Cornette's been burying Grayson Waller, dude. I mean, the guy. Show me his date, the date that he debuted on that show on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kid, I think, is 24 years old, and he's only been around for like less than a year. So why? I mean, you know,
he's 33, dude.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and then okay, he
still got a good amount of time left, but he's in the embryonic stages of his career right now. Yeah. On the main roster.
He debuted on SmackDown May 19th of this year, so 5 months he's been on there.
Wow, he's 33. He looks like he's like 25. All right, next is from Eddie. Next from Eddie Nicholas.
Can I just ask one thing? Did he say why he doesn't like him?
Because he tries too hard. He comes across
not
mistake.
A star. Yeah,
not a star.
Nah, I disagree.
I disagree too. Next is from Eddie Nicholas. Subject is the Crash Lucha Libre. What's up, K100? Hope you guys are doing good. I'm a Patreon member and enjoy the show tremendously. My question is for Conan. So other than Crash is having a show in TJ with Phoenix being on the show and Andrade. The question is, does this get them heat with AAA? Since the Crash is a rival promotion with AAA, and does this mean Phoenix is heat with AAA and is no longer working with the promotion? Also, does this have heat with you, Conan, since you had a falling out with the Crash and Phoenix is a close friend of yours? This is a good question because, yes, you have these are points that you've made on the show and things that you've said, like wrestlers can't work for Crash and AAA, so what's going on here?
But which was the first question?
The first question is, does this get them heat with AAA, Andrade and Phoenix?
All right. So neither wrestler is under contract to AAA, okay? So there's no heat there. But Phoenix especially knows that he shouldn't be wrestling with Crash because that's our competitor in Tijuana. The problem with Phoenix and the guy from Crash, his name is Nacho De La O, super fanboy. When Phoenix first started wrestling there, he would always like take care of Phoenix before he started making money. So Phoenix kind of feels like he owes him some loyalty, right? But I told him, bro, if you wrestle there, there's a very good chance you can't wrestle here again. So it's up to you. And he told me he wasn't going. So we'll see.
Oh, he's not going to this, even though he's booked. Interesting. Yeah. What about Andrade?
Andrade's not under contract, so we don't have the same relationship with him. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm almost positive we'll be working with Andrade in the future, but that's still to be seen.
All right, cool. So yeah, but obviously contracted wrestlers can't work for other promotions. If they do, it's idiotic, right?
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. They're not under contract, but more like, you know, per night deal, you know.
And, what? Who are they? Because they're under contract AEW, right? So
excuse me? Yeah, they're under contract
AEW. Right. So that's their kind. Yeah. So, but AEW lets them go work there. So that's like, you know, what can you guys
do? Yeah. Like if Tony wanted to, he doesn't have to let them go.
Right. And you don't want to be the guy that strong arms Tony and say, hey, you can't let him go. Just whatever. It's like this, you know,
right.
You got your rules. They got their rules. And those are the rules, right? Yeah.
Right.
All right. The next is from Brad Zawacki. That's our grip baseball card guy or grip baseball company. Subject's new beginnings. Question for DI. When did you realize you were done with wrestling? How did you transition to your new career? Conan, when did you know you have a talent? When did you know you have a talent to book wrestling, and how did you land at AAA? Thanks. I was done with wrestling basically when I got let go from TNA in 2008. It wasn't – there wasn't like a lot of work out there. Like it wasn't really – like 2000, like the mid to late – like 2000.
Yeah,
like,
and you got to remember that was the banking, the global recession also.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The economy was bad. And it's like I knew I could go come out to Vegas and I knew I could make money. Like I knew I could have a job and I'd have a steady income more than I was making in wrestling. So I was like, you know, there's nothing in wrestling right now. It just wasn't happening, you know? So
was your very first job at Sapphires or were you working with that guy Steel, our boy Steel?
No, that was Steel, Sapphire. Yeah. That was my first job. Yeah.
What's he doing now?
He's still there. So he's one of the managers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You were a TNA that whole time, DI, 6 years, 2002, 2008?
No, I was off and on.
Okay.
Off and on. Yeah. Because there was like crazy. Like, they let go of Pat Kenny. Like, we had like five agents.
Yeah.
For a show. You don't, bro, you need like two. Like, you could actually do with one if the booker, like, if Conan helps, like if Cody, you're the writer, you're like the head booker, but you could help agent matches, and you really just need one other guy, because like a lot of the matches are like, okay guys, you go figure your match out and come bring it to me and tell me what you're doing, You know, so it's
the only thing I don't mind about that Disco is it gives the boys later in their life another payday, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need five agents at Impact Wrestling with the talent that they had. It was like, there's 30 people at the show. You're only five. It's ridiculous. Next is from Billy Dallas and said his veteran advice. Dear men, I guess this question relates to Glenn more than Conan, but I was listening to Adam Copeland and Jericho's show, and he talked about his door always being open to younger talent to bend his ear, ask for advice. My question for Glenn is, when you joined WCW, maybe for the first few years you were there, would someone like Hogan be open to giving you advice if you needed it? We always hear that Macho Flair Piper would talk to young guys, but was Hogan accessible? Would you feel comfortable in 95 or 96 asking him for his opinion? He's a guy I never hear as someone that guys would sit under the learning tree with, and I've always been curious. Billy and Larry can go to hell. I hope their hell is being forced to listen to Get My Go in an infinite loop while Conan gives them Roman helmets. That's from Billy Dallas. Conan, what did you think about that last line, Conan? Was that entertaining? Should Billy and Larry be forced to listen to Get My Go in an infinite loop? Would that be a good punishment?
I don't know. In the Constitution, it says uncruel and inhumane thing. That falls under that.
Yeah, I don't know who this is, D.I., but I'm very suspicious of the name Billy Dallas. Just a little, a little suspicious. Yeah,
it's right. it could be Hughie. You think maybe?
Took a shot to Get My Go, so I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, it looks like. All right, so first of all, like, bro, we would when guys would drive around a car with a group of guys. If you were talking about wrestling, everybody would pick each other's brains and stuff, and like go over stuff, right? Like the veteran, like if you never really would spend time with the veteran guys, they were like their own little clique, you know, Flair and everything. But I used to go sometimes, you know, me and Flair would end up in the hotel bar, you know, watching hockey and stuff. And we'd sit together and eat and drink and, you know, stuff. And he would just tell me some, you know, not like we wouldn't talk wrestling the whole time. But if like I asked him a question,
let me ask you this. What veteran did give you good advice that you would go to every now and then, or he would go to
Hall.
You?
Hall. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hall was great. Hall was a wealth of knowledge. Just and he kind of knew that I got it too. So he was like, you know, like we were always on the same page when we had segments together and everything. So they could just, you know, we knew what we were doing. So
bro, as a wrestling mind, Hall was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, by far. Yeah. Hall. The next one's from Greg. There's only four left here. Greg Gandolfini. And somebody's K-100 trapped on a desert island. How you doing, K-100? What would you do if you're trapped on a desert island? How could that get any worse? Well, let's just say Billy Body was on that island with you. How would you handle such a situation? If you're trapped in a desert island with one person, one type of food, drink, weed, book, magazine, etc., what and who would that be? If I was trapped in a desert island, I'd be trapped like one of these hot chicks. Would you want to be trapped? I don't know. This is a silly question from Greg Gandolfi. He's trying to make it sound like he's Tony Soprano, this guy. Is this another burner account, Joe?
I think that's a real guy because he's emailed a lot.
Yeah, he's emailing under a burner account. Greg Gandolfini.
Greg Gandolfini. That could be his name.
He always talks about Jersey. You know, talks about Tony Soprano. Right. You didn't know this? Like you just.
I didn't remember he was the Jersey guy.
Yes, yeah. You're just now getting. Oh my god. All right. I don't know, it's a silly question. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that one. I mean, silly. Next one is from Ganda Chanko on the subject of steroids and wrestling. Hey, K-100 crew, wishing you all well. Now, this is often a touchy subject, so I would understand if you didn't have much to say, but the wrestlers today are clearly not as big as they've been in the past. They're mostly in good shape and far more athletic, but they're a lot smaller. So did you guys ever recommend that a guy on steroids to help get a little bigger, look better, and give him an edge so he can get pushed? For example, Nick Wayne would greatly benefit from a diet plan, a six-month bulk, and a few courses of tests. He might be talented, but he looks like he'd get whooped by the entire WWE women's roster. That's my question. Do you guys think you should use gear, or do you think that's not as important in order to become a star? Let me ask you a question, Conan. You're friends with these guys and they're your best friend of the business. What did Dominic do to start putting some size on?
I think he got a nutritionist.
Okay, he got a nutritionist. He started working out hard again because he definitely put size, right?
Yeah.
Will Ospreay put on size?
Right.
You know, I would ask him, so, you know, like something, bro, it's like, you know, like, I don't get these cats in wrestling today.
Remember how small Pac used to be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he put on size.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, everybody in the business.
Buddy Matthews guy too. He put on sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just look. You look more professional when you have size. You look like a
Intimidating like a, too, bro.
Right.
lot of these guys look like they're teenagers that fucking, you know, couldn't lick a stamp. And you're trying to push them as, you know, beating Brian Cage and motherfuckers like that. And it's like, come on, man, let's get real. You know, unless the guy's an MMA team.
Too far away, Conan.
Can you hear me?
No.
You're still breaking. I said,
Can you hear
when
me
you
now?
Walk out of the room, we can't hear you.
All right. Can you hear me now?
No, you're still scratching.
A little choppy. Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so, you know, unless, like, you're a MMA practitioner, a guy that size is not going to be a guy that's bigger than him, you know, most of the time, like you see over there. And then, you know, if you got some weight on you and you got a physique to you, that adds to the overall package.
Yeah.
You know, you can do more, and you can do a lot more believable stuff, I feel. But go ahead.
Yeah, you definitely have to, you know, bro, go see a nutritionist, go see a doctor, go get the testosterone replacement stuff, everything, get a few shots of testing, you put on a little bit of size, there's nothing wrong with that if it's legal and stuff. Bro, you know, like I said, like, you know, like bro, like Adam Cole, it's like that's the biggest knock on this guy. It's like he cuts good promos, he's a good worker, but it's just like, dude, you look like you don't work out.
Not just that, you know, look now, look how evident it is from everybody from Chris Hemsworth to The Rock, to everybody in between that are all looking fucking ripped and lean. That's not natural, bro. You know, they're all taking something.
Right. They're all posting on their social media about the they're drinking shakes, they're eating steak, right. You know, stuff like, dude, you gotta eat right and you gotta work out. And then a lot of these cats don't look like they do any of it. You know, it's like, it's funny. I'm like, how could you, like, you know, bro, if you're the guy's that small, just we wouldn't use him anymore. There was one guy in the roster that could get by being kind of like a skinny punk, and that was the 1-2-3 kid.
Yeah.
Sean Walsh. Because that was his carrot. He was a punk. You know, he was like, you know, that new karate and stuff. And it wasn't like, you know, he didn't have to have size because he had two giant guys with him. You know, like some of those, that was a good character. So, but like, you know, but everybody else, everybody looked like they were in shape. You know, so, all right. So next is from Hillbilly Money, subject Street Fight. What's up, K1 Hunno gang? Hope y'all are good and swimming in gravy. My question is for all three of you. What is the greatest street fight you ever witnessed or were involved in? Sadly, there just ain't enough Donnybrooks these days. Dudes be bitches and whores. They hide on social media in the mean streets or in their mom's house. Most are afraid to break a nail or they're quick to pull the strap-tastic. Nah, spraying, whatever that means. But not me. I'll have a good old-fashioned... but not me. I love a good old fashioned beat your ass fun fest. P.S. Disco, the superior one. Thank you for saying my last email read like a book. Not being sarcastic, I've worked hard to not sound like an Appalachian hick. I hear you read off some of the emails on here. Wonder if these dudes can even read. Their grammar in English is depressing. That's true. Philly Feeney, you may get a kick out of this. About 2 weeks ago, I went to Philly with one of my boys from there, and I ended up beating up a dope fiend on Kingston Avenue. I'm not playing. Dude straight tried to rub my nipples for cash and told me so. I beat his ass into the concrete, hillbilly ride style, and took his stankin' ass shoes. No joke. K-Dog, feel honored to have been kazooed, and you're right. Dub V is one of the poorest states in the union. People don't know this straight gummo life up here, baby. Much love to
gummo
the three.
Gummo life?
I don't, he's using slang.
Gummo life.
Much love to the three who keep it 100. Keep getting all the moolah cheddar biscuits. Bro, let me tell you the best street fights that I used to see is like, you know, I mean, street fights, you know, I grew up in the mean streets of suburbs, the mean streets of Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was just
a lot of mean going downs over there. Yeah.
But
infamous.
Bro, yeah. The best street fights I've ever seen were on college campuses back in like the late 80s when I was in college. Like, bro, there was a football player at Georgia Tech that was like it was like an all, you know, he's all conference or something, right? I think it was a center, and there was this like high school football team, like there were like, you know, partying to one of the, you know, like they were there and so everything. Bro, this one of the guys from the high school football team and this guy from the Georgia Tech football team, it was like a movie brawl. There was like a, like they were fighting and they were like tumbling down this like side this hill, like there was like, you know, like on a road, they're being embankments and everything. They were like rolling down the embankment, getting up, slinging it, and everybody was around them watching these guys fight. Bro, college campus fights were like just like frat house brawls and stuff. Bro, this is nothing like those. And like I didn't really see those because once I started getting older, got out of, you know, got out of that environment, like got a, I just started wrestling. It was I didn't really see a lot of fights. I was all the fights I saw were back on college campuses, like all the big brawls. Well, what about you, Conan?
I was involved in a little couple brawls when like the Navy guys from one ship would be on an island with guys from another ship, or the Marines always fights. Always.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're young, you're drunk, you're not at home. You know, you're letting off steam.
Yeah,
Marines, Navy. You know, USS Cape Cod, USS, you know, whatever. And it was on.
Yeah. All right. Next one's from KG or Grace. Last one, Subsidies Returns. Hello, gents. Just curious your thoughts on how both AEW and WWE handle a returning wrestler. Like with the subtle hints in the promos we've heard for Punk. Thoughts something along the lines of Monday Before Survivor Series, have Seth gonna promo 2 to 3 minutes in to cut to big screen of mic hanging, mic drops, big explosion, pipe bomb into a Chicago style graphic, then have a see you Saturday with a little signature graphic appear on the bottom right of it if it's actually being written. CM Punk. Crowd goes nuts, internet goes nuts, that's your promo. Sorry for fantasy booking, just thought of it listening to last week's show. So he didn't ask a question here, does he? So suspend him for the mailbag for a week. It's a cage your grace. I couldn't care less about your fantasy booking.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. It's Daniel from UK, but I don't care. All right. So that's been the mailbag.
Boom.